item number one. Supervisor Wyshon.
A resolution by Supervisors Wyshon and Stamper directing the county executive to negotiate an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County for the operation and regulation of taxi cab service.
Supervisor Wyshon and Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. What you have before you is a resolution that would create a negotiating team for Milwaukee County that would be led by the county executive with the charge of negotiating between Milwaukee County and the City of Milwaukee the responsibility of regulating the cab service throughout the City of Milwaukee. What this does in the spirit of creating that true intermodal system is to help facilitate a greater coordination between our cab service, which Milwaukee County we currently already have, you could say, a partial responsibility for, that we already regulate cabs to the amount of how many can stop and pick up people at the airport, along with the Milwaukee County paratransit system, where we provide, we contract for, and we pay for roughly about 5,000 rides per month on the paratransit side. So you could say we sort of already have one foot in the game. And if we want to truly create that intermodal system that creates greater opportunity for job opportunities, such as those who would like to start their own cab company, to greater opportunity for those who would actually like to have a ride in a cab. There are many areas of Milwaukee County that are underserved, and that we feel through a strong agreement and a good negotiating position from Milwaukee County, you'll see in the resolution the items that would be negotiated, such as the rate structure, vehicle inspection, administrative cost savings, green initiatives. All of these initiatives, all of these points that would be negotiated, the result is a better transportation system for Milwaukee County. Greater cooperation, greater intermodal activity that allows people greater mobility all throughout Milwaukee County. And so I would, at this time, move approval and look forward to your support. Thank you.
We have a motion to move approval. Supervisor Stamper is a second.
Yes, thank you, Supervisor. Good morning. Supervisor Wyshon made the points. I just want to remind everybody that on April 25th, 2013, the County Board adopted file 13228 supporting the City of Milwaukee's Common Council file 111222, which seeks to repeal the city's cap on issuing new public passenger vehicle permits. Wyshon discussed it pretty well. The key here is what's going to work best for Milwaukee County, what's the best system, and what's the best service, what's the best way to provide the best service. Thinking about the taxi cab industry, we want to think about healthy competition, we want to think about consumer protection, and we also want to focus on reaching the underserved. And my district does the community as a whole does have an underserved population with the taxi cab business. So when I discuss with most of the supervisors, their concern are the details. What this resolution is us as a county board showing interest in operating the taxi cab business. The details are for the negotiation team. All questions can be submitted to the negotiation team. And whatever questions you have now, we will be willing to ask, but it's based on the agreement and negotiations. Thank you, Supervisor.
From the County Exec, Ms. Colton, do you have a comment on this resolution? What's the County Exec's position on this?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. The County Executive would be interested in discussing this further. I don't think the city has expressed any interest in giving up the service. Further, I didn't see any fiscal analysis for this conversion. I think that would be important before we start any negotiations, so we don't know how much this would cost the county, potential revenue, things like that. So I think those things are important to discuss, and we would be willing to discuss them.
All right, thank you. Supervisor Stanford.
Yes, thank you. I forgot to mention that we have met with most of the committee members, the Public Safety Committee, which is in charge of the licensing of the taxi cab permit, and we presented this resolution to them. They were open to it. The interest was there, but they wanted to see us as a county board in support of this as a whole. So that's how we left with the alderman.
All right. Any comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Jerzyk.
Supervisor Weishan indicated that there are about 500 rides per month in the paratransit. I think I got that correct.
5,000.
Could I hear from the transit company on how they do the dispatching of that?
Is the transit company here?
If you want, I can answer that.
State your name for the record and re-answer. Supervisor, ask the question again.
Good morning. My name is Sandra Kellner. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Milwaukee County Transit System. To answer your question, Supervisor Jerzyk, I would like to get back to my staff just to give you the more specifics about the technicalities of the operation of our dispatch center. It's something that we do subcontract. We don't have an in-house, just generically speaking. But if you... Okay.
Question.
Okay.
How do that. It is subcontracted out. Do you know the
Supervisor Jerzyk, let her finish the... Since I asked the question, then you have
to
do it.
Well, I'm not Supervisor Mayo. I understand I haven't asked them ahead of time. It's kind of a surprise question. I'm not expecting a lot of detail on this, but just an overview of how dispatch is done.
Okay. Are you finished answering your question?
I wish I were more familiar to answer the specifics of the question, but I'm not. So I would like to have the opportunity to get back to you, provide you with greater detail.
Supervisor Mayo?
Supervisor Jerzyk, you have the floor.
You don't know who the subcontractor is?
We have two subcontractors for our paratransit services.
Well, I'm talking
when it comes
about
to the dispatch. I believe it might be Transit Express, but I'm not
100%. Okay, Supervisor Weishan, help
sure.
us on this. Have you looked at that?
Yeah.
Supervisor Jerzyk, are you finished?
No, I'm not finished, but it looks like Supervisor Weishan has some additional information. I'd like to hear it.
Are you finished, Supervisor Jerzyk?
No, sir.
What other questions do you have, Supervisor Jerzyk?
All right. Other than I think the issue of the call center and the dispatch is extremely important. The resolution seems to put a team together to look at this, and I'm not opposed to that. I think it's, first of all, I think a county-run taxi cab system, the time may come for that. At one time, the city of Milwaukee operated it because they were the largest municipality, but clearly cabs served the entire county. So from that viewpoint, I think it's something worth looking at. I do think it's worth looking at, and I strongly support the idea of non-transferable permits. I think that's some of the problems in the system right now because those permits are transferable, allowing really those that control the license to take over the city's function on supervising that, but the call center is such a big issue that without the dispatching, it's going to be difficult for a team to look at this in any great detail, and the cost of that is going to, I think that's going to be one of the main issues. If it was just a matter of permits and cabs, I think this would be fairly simple to look at, but before I vote on this, I'd like to have some kind of an overview of how we do that and get that information. So I'm finished with my questions. If Supervisor Weishan can add some more information, Chairman, I'd like to ask that you permit him to weigh in.
Thank you, Supervisor Jerzyk. Supervisor Weishan, you have any comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, to answer your question,
Yeah. Supervisor Stamper and I have done quite a bit of research on this. Currently, the Milwaukee County Transit System, MTS, has subcontracted the dispatching of the paratransit cab service. There's a distinction here. Just the cab service piece is with American United. It was a five-year contract. That contract will expire in May of 2014. And that's why when you look at this resolution and you see that we would like to have things in place by June of 2014, it is so that how these contracts expire, that there would be a smooth transition from one entity providing the service to another. So that's what we currently have in place. We roughly do about 5,000 cab rides a month. That is trending down because of the actual excellent work of our transit company to try and get people with disabilities out of the more expensive paratransit system and onto the fixed route bus system. So that's what we currently have in place. And I feel that if we created a nonprofit dispatch service, that all expenses would be covered by the subscriber fee to that service, just like in this, that the permitting process, all of our administrative costs would be covered by the expense of the permit. So it is at zero cost to the taxpayers of Milwaukee County. If you created this nonprofit dispatch service, it would allow any company, any individual who wants to start their cab company, instead of having to invest hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars into a dispatch service, they would be able to simply subscribe to an already existing nonprofit that would provide them a good service at the lowest cost, which ultimately will result in lower cost for those who ride cabs, because you will not be paying for all of this overhead, and you will not be gouged to create a huge profit margin. So what this does is really put the infrastructure in place to really create a competitive market. And just one note, prior to 1991, when the cap was put in on the city of Milwaukee, that there was not one cab operator in the city that actually hit the maximum rate. And this was the testimony that was given at the Transportation Subcommittee that Alderman Bob Bauman chairs. There was not one cab company that charged the maximum allowable rate under the previous system. Once there was a cap in place, every cab company, everyone operating a cab, maxed out on what was allowable under the city ordinances. So what they did was, when you take away competition, they feel that it is their opportunity to gouge the customer as much as possible. So what we want to do is simply create a more competitive system that puts the basic infrastructure in place, that gives everybody a fair and honest level playing field to provide services as they choose. And one last point is, this is about putting together a negotiating team with Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee. It's not making any demands on the city, and it's not imposing anything on any current operators. Everything is open and subjective to negotiations. So this county board, once the county executive negotiates an agreement with the city of Milwaukee, will come back and we will then approve. We will have that thumbs up, thumbs down approval of that agreement. So I would see that this as the first step in creating, as I said, a more cost-effective, higher quality service operation, along with the greater coordination for intermodal activity. I hope that answered your question. Not too long with
you. It was long winded, but Supervisor Law exam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have a few questions. Does anyone know how the city's revenue and expense process works for the cab permitting function, as far as if the city breaks even or if they have taxpayer dollars going into performing that function?
Do anyone have the Supervisor Washington?
With our discussion, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our discussions with the city for them, it was, I guess, a guesstimate that they would be potentially breaking even because of the limited amount of requirement. Because once you issue that original permit and that administrative expense, so they are similar to what they have, is that it only has limited administrative expenses on the city. But the impact on the city is not just on the administrative side. It's the lack of competition. And it's just not my or any other advocacy group's opinion about limiting competition. There is court ruling that from Judge Carroll that said that the city's current cab system violates the state's constitution, and they have to create a new system. So this is a window of opportunity for Milwaukee County to create a better system. And just to be honest, I represent 20,000 people in the city of Milwaukee. And I find it unfair that the city of Milwaukee residents that I represent have to pay the burden of regulating a cab system that functions fully across the entire county. The fact is that administrative burden, it's the city of Milwaukee, it's the city aldermen that have to hold the committees, it is they're the ones creating the subcommittees and all of this. So what is already functioning as a truly countywide service, the burden of that service is being placed on one or maybe two municipalities in Milwaukee County, and I think that is a unfair system. So what we need to do is to create a countywide system that everyone shares the burden equally, and that we provide service in all areas. Right now, in my district around Jackson Park, it is extremely hard to get a cab. In fact, if you don't, you call, it may take you anywhere from an hour to 2 hours to actually get a cab, versus we all can walk down to the Hilton and get a cab. So it's a totally different system that I'm hoping through a good negotiating effort by the county executive that we can create a better system.
So I was going to give the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It sounded like the first half of that answer was my guesstimate is yes, and that there's very limited administrative expenses, and that the second half of that answer was that the city residents are paying some exorbitant administrative burden. So I'm a little confused by the answer, but I accept it, and thank you. My next question is, if we're talking about creating a nonprofit entity to provide dispatch services, would that be similar to how MTS was created years ago, or is there something different that you have in mind?
So, Rashawn.
Thank you. Once again, that is about, open to negotiations and how that would be developed. I'm going to leave it to our transportation experts throughout Milwaukee County, our Department of Public Works, to assess that and come up with the best functioning model. The concept that is in place is that no matter who is the owner of a cab company, you will have the opportunity to subscribe to a system that will give you access to, as with our paratransit, thousands of potential rides every month. Whereas right now, that is a closed-loop system, that if you do not subscribe to our subcontractor's dispatch service, that you will not have access to that. So even if you started a new cab company tomorrow, if you got a new permit, you would not have access to those 5,000 rides. And what we want to do is, one, create more competition out there so that we can drop that cost. Right now, it is roughly, if I remember off the top of my head from that contract, about between $5 and $6 of our $10.60 subsidy goes to pay for administrative costs for that dispatch service. So you're looking at anywhere from half to two-thirds of our subsidy for people with disability goes to cover overhead. And I think we could create a much better system than we have today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have 18 other municipalities besides the city of Milwaukee. Do we know if they have permitting processes as well, or if it's just the city?
Taylor.
I can tell you that in Franklin, we collect enough fees that covers our overhead in the clerk's office that pays for the background check, and then we require whoever is applying for the taxi cab license to come to the city with a certified mechanics inspection report on the cab. So you only can collect what your costs are in terms of permit. You can't collect above that amount. So for us, it is a pretty much a break even, and then we have a licensing committee, which I happen to be on, and you know, if there's any issues, driving record issues, concerns, then we'll call those people in. Otherwise, it's pretty simple with the limited cost to the city. That answers your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have concerns that I don't know if the authors of the resolution have contacted the other municipalities, but I see that the resolution is written in a way to really only address the city of Milwaukee, and the county spans farther than that. So I really like the ideas of supporting a free market and expanding competition, and I think that the resolution was written very well. I felt very good about it when I read it. But that's how I feel, and what I think is that after looking at some of the nuts and bolts of the resolution and the ideas and the process, that maybe we need a bit more information and some talking to the other municipalities to see what their thoughts are. If I understood testimony correctly, it sounded like the supervisors have spoken with the city of Milwaukee aldermen and had their support on this, but again, we're looking at a countywide initiative here. So I've also noticed that the resolution calls for a negotiating team, and I think it might be more appropriate to have an exploration team or more of a research team to get some of these answers together. So at this time, I move for a layover in consideration of those answers or future amendments laying over to the next regular meeting of this committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion for layover. Supervisor Bukowski.
I will defer to Supervisor Weishaupt, but then I'd like to be called back.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you. One, what you have before you is a negotiation between the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, because what we're asking for is the city of Milwaukee to transfer their police power over regulating this one industry to Milwaukee County. We're not talking about any other municipality. So I think it would be inappropriate for other municipalities to weigh in on what is clearly a parochial issue between Milwaukee County as our governmental entity and the city of Milwaukee. It would be no different than if the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County said that we would take care of all their road maintenance within the borders of the city of Milwaukee. We wouldn't say, you know what, you should really go ask the other 18 municipalities how they think about that. The fact is, this is a service that Milwaukee County will be providing to one of our 19 municipalities, and we are negotiating that service contract. It's as simple as that, and in fact, it's clearly laid out in Chapter 59 under the Home Rule Statute of how this is to take place, and it would be... It's no different than negotiating any other service that Milwaukee County would entertain. And in fact, we did the same kind of thing with the city of Cudahy doing their IT service, that we entered into an agreement for that IT service. And we didn't go around and we didn't ask the city of Milwaukee, we didn't go ask West Allison, we didn't ask anybody else what they thought about that. It is a government-to-government service contract. And that's all we're providing here. This will be at no cost to Milwaukee County. We have all of the infrastructure to do background checks, to do vehicle inspections. And in fact, actually, this will, as I said, help, because Milwaukee County, we have a transit system that is spread throughout the county. We have a paratransit system that provides service throughout the county. It only makes common sense that you would then regulate one entity of that, such as the cab service. And the only reason we're doing it with the city of Milwaukee is they are the largest and one of the few that actually even regulate the cab industry. West Allis does not. Most of the other municipalities do not. So I would hope that we wouldn't go for a layover. I think things are pretty self-explanatory, that your questions will be answered by the county executive and the negotiating team, and we can go forward. This is negotiations, but the final product will be voted on by this board to get a thumbs up or thumbs down.
You shall have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and colleagues, I think that the merits of the argument in favor of this resolution are predicated on us receiving more answers on the details and questions that I've raised. You know, if we're talking about expanding countywide service and making sure that people can get from point A to point B across the county, and we're talking about free market and more competition and making it a countywide endeavor, then I think it would be more appropriate to do more research, have our ducks in a row, have all the right answers, and before we say, let's go negotiate with the city, not just get the opinion of other municipalities on what should we do with the city of Milwaukee, that wasn't my intent, but get the opinion on other municipalities who also regulate the taxi cab industry. As my colleague has just told us, his municipality regulates taxi cabs. So, you know, there's at least one. I don't know what the others are, and we don't even have a list in front of us today to know which or how many of those municipalities do. I think it would be somewhat stepping on the toes of our other local governments to move forward with, let's negotiate full force with just the city of Milwaukee, predicated on based on the merits that we've just been told by Supervisor Aishan, without including countywide recognition of all of the potential objections. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
On the layover. Are we going to get rid of you? Any comments on the layover?
Yeah.
Okay.
First, let me compliment our colleagues, Supervisor Aishan, Supervisor Stamper, for bringing this forward. I know that they've been very aggressive the last month, walking the halls, trying to get support, working support. And personally, I'm intrigued by many of the things that are listed in the resolution. What I'm very uncomfortable about, and I was going to make the motion to layover if Supervisor Alexander had not, was that, and Dr. Colton touched on it, is that we need to have some kind of financial understanding if we're going to negotiate. I'm just trying to think about a constituent calling me and saying, okay, you voted for this, you know, what is this going to cost? And yet, there is no fiscal note here at all on anything, and we're and some of my other colleagues have made good points about dispatch and other costs, and I know that it's frustrating for the sponsors because they've got a lot invested and they want to move quickly on this. And I guess that's the other thing that bothers me is that this resolution is going like land speed records. I'll have you note that be it further resolved, the negotiations will be completed by December 31 of this year, okay, and transfer implementation of service by June 1 of 2014. I don't know if we've ever worked that fast on anything. I'm nervous about that. And my final point, and I would hope that Supervisor Aishan would take this in the spirit that it's given, because I know that he and I have been around a long time, but it's dangerous when you say that there's no cost to Milwaukee County, because we have unfortunately experienced scenarios where that was said and that wasn't the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Supervisor Lipscomb on the layover.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there's a lot of merit in the idea or ideas. I think there's a couple different components here. But I do think that I don't feel that I have all the answers, and for that reason, I guess I would support layover at this time.
Supervisor Taylor, you
give
it.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine.
You jumped in a bit. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll support layover because of just some of the comments one of my colleagues brought up about right now the burden of services on the city of Milwaukee, and it should be placed on all of Milwaukee County. Well, burden of service to me sounds like money, and that kind of scares me. And then when you say that's not necessary to talk to other communities within the county, yet the burden of service is going to be on the entire county, there's a problem there. I think the merits are good of what you're trying to potentially accomplish, but when there's no fiscal note, just like Supervisor Borkowski said, I'll get the phone call, you know, asking how much is this going to cost. And right now we don't currently do this, and we're going to go to a 24/7, 365 operation, and that means that's more bodies, I'm guessing. There's costs involved there. Now, granted, maybe some of the fees and some of what we collect will now be shifted to that function, but I've seen that when things are rushed, they don't always turn out very well. So I think taking time on this and doing it right, we'll probably get a better product in the end, so that's why I'll support layover also. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Washington, you have the floor.
Thank you. On the layover, one, this is about starting negotiations. I cannot, because we are barred by Act 14, to go and sit down and negotiate with the city to answer all your questions. What we have to do is decide, yes, we would be interested in doing this, which everyone seems to say that they are. Then if that is the case, then what we need to do is direct the county executive, because it is his responsibility to go then and negotiate. You will get a fiscal note when they come back with a negotiated piece. You're playing the game of chicken and the egg here. The fact is, if you want to, there is no fiscal note. There is, as far as there is no cost to Milwaukee County to go and sit down with the city of Milwaukee and negotiate an item. It's just our staff time to go over there and go through it. So that being said, you want to, you know, how would we start negotiations? You can't, because I cannot go and negotiate with the city of Milwaukee because I am barred by the state of Wisconsin from doing so. What we have to do is set the policy of saying, we want this to happen. This is negotiating team. Go do it. They then come back with their negotiated contract. And then we, you could say, score it. We have the fiscal note. It's all there. The fact is, we, as Supervisor Taylor knows from the city of Franklin, we're not allowed to make money off of the licensing and permitting process. It's whatever our administrative costs are. This is not, we are not going to create a system that costs Milwaukee County money. So I think the layover, and I hope people just would, what's the purpose of the layover? I can't get you the information you're asking for. In fact, nobody can. Because the information you're requesting is information that will be gotten through negotiating with the city of Milwaukee. So if you want to kill it, I don't understand the delay. And then, one, the reason about the time sensitivity. Judge Carroll has ruled on this, that the city has a system that is unconstitutional, that it needs to be done, and she wants a new system in place. And they will do it in their budget process, and they will have a solution by the end of November. So we have an opportunity here to sit down with the city of Milwaukee and negotiate something. And honestly, just the comments of we can't get something done, you know, I don't have any problem insulting the Abley administration on lots of things. But I'll tell you, I'm not going to the point of insulting them to think that they cannot go and negotiate an agreement with the city of Milwaukee in 3 months. All right? I think they have competent people in the Abley administration that can simply walk over to City Hall, we can negotiate an agreement, and we can have this done by the end of the year. And I'll tell you, those kinds of things, if you want to, you know, flog yourself and say we government can't do things, you know, you should get out of government, because I think we can do things in 3 months.
All right. Sir.
So, well, the point being, we have a time constraint. There's a lawsuit. There's an unconstitutional action that needs to be corrected. I think we have the people that can go and get this done.
You want the financial scoring on it and what the costs are? You got to negotiate an agreement first. It's as simple as that. So I would hope people would ask, what is the purpose of a layover? Because you can't get the information by laying this over because we haven't negotiated an agreement. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor, let's come then. Supervisor Stamper, you will have the last say, then we're going to take the call to roll.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess question. So there are two sort of two components of this: the regulation and the exchange dispatch. What is the sense of the sponsors in terms of the receptiveness of the city on the regulation issue?
So Washa,
sure. Myself and Supervisor Stamper, we attended the last meeting of the subcommittee of the. It's a hybrid between the licensing committee and the transportation committee. We presented this resolution. They were very open to it. In fact, they referenced a study that actually goes back to the late 80s, early 90s, where their own consultant recommended that licensing of the cab industry be done at a county level rather than a municipal level. Hmm. So they are very open to it. What they want to see from Milwaukee County is our commitment to saying, yes, we're willing to sit down at the table and negotiate. And I said to them, as I said earlier, I as an individual cannot sit down and negotiate an agreement. But what I can do is direct our executive to sit down with you and negotiate an agreement. So that's what's at stake here is, you know, are we really truly interested in taking this task on? I believe it's in our best interest, and it will be at no cost to the taxpayers.
If, Mr. Chairman, if the
layover or there's more.
Well, questions? It's questions that help me decide whether I would
try to get rid of the layover.
Well,
we're gonna lay it over. We're gonna lay it over because we could beat a dead horse right now.
Well, it would influence my vote on whether whether
one
we.
One more question, then I'm gonna move this on. Thank you very much.
Okay, the question would be. Whether if negotiations with the city were unfruitful in terms of taking over regulation, does the idea of the dispatch stand alone, given the timeline of the expiration of that contract, would that still have merit? And I guess I'm concerned about the delay, given the expiration of that contract, and that's why I'm asking that.
But Washington, do you have an answer for that?
My short answer would be to sit down and negotiate with the city to come up with a comprehensive transition plan, and that would include a dispatch service. So the quickest way to get things addressed would be to negotiate with the city.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm skeptical, but I guess I can understand the merit of us talking.
All right. So, Stafford.
Thank you. All of your concerns, we share. Every last one of them is something that we thought of and we brought up. This is to get the ball rolling so we can get those answers. Those answers will be in the negotiations. Those answers will be in the agreement. If we like them, we can vote yes. If we do not like them, we can vote no. If there is a cost to Milwaukee County, we can vote no. We envision a well-run dispatch service. Don't forget we have permit fees, subscription fees that can offset any type of cost that there may be. But every last one of your concerns are valid, and we thought just like you, and so did the alderman. So that's what the negotiations are for, to get those addressed. Then we come back with all those answers. We can put them in writing, every last one of them. Put them in writing, get them answered, come back. Yes, we agree. No, we don't. Thank you, Supervisor. Chairman.
Chairman.
Mayo. Yeah.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll on the layover?
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
3 ayes, 4 noes, the motion to layover fails.
All right, we have this motion, this resolution in front of us. Supervisor Washon?
I think we've discussed it. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What's been passed out is a simple amendment. It addresses lines 71 through 74.
We don't have it.
We don't have it.
I don't have an amendment.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was passed out. The language that is in the current resolution before you, I didn't want to leave it, I should say, to chance. The number one negotiator of this agreement is the county executive. What this amendment does, it just clarifies that the appointees by both the comptroller and the chairwoman would be there to observe the negotiating sessions and attend all negotiating sessions, but they are not there to negotiate. So that just, it clarifies things so there is no potential legal impediment or anything like that. It is the county executive who has the burden to negotiate this, and this just clarifies that.
Are you moving approval of this?
Yes, I move approval of the amendment as listed as number two, but it should be number one.
Number one. We have a motion for approval of amendment number one. Madam Clerk, can you read the amendment to record, please?
Chair and supervisors, on line 71, the be it further resolved clause is deleted, and another be it further resolved clause is inserted that states the members of the Milwaukee County negotiating team will consist of one person appointed by the Milwaukee County executive, one person appointed by the Milwaukee County comptroller, and one person by the chairperson of the Milwaukee County Board, provided that the person appointed by the Milwaukee County Executive shall be responsible for the negotiations and that the appointees of the comptroller and the chairperson shall attend all negotiating sessions, advise and consult the executive's appointee, and inform the comptroller and chairperson, respectively, of the status of the negotiations.
Any questions on the amendment? We do have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's just sitting in the front.
Alexander?
Aye.
And Taylor?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
I think you forgot somebody.
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Still approved.
It's approved. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Your vote, sir.
I forgot about it. Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
All right. Supervisor Wyshon.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move approval as amended.
We have a motion for approval as amended on item number one. Any comments or questions? Supervisor and Supervisor Borkowski.
I see the Supervisor Borkowski first, Mr. Chairman.
No, we're going with the...
Oh,
with
all right. the Milwaukee County Board has been accused in the past of not knowing the difference between talking and negotiating, and I would hate to see us have issues of not knowing that difference again. So, because I know this resolution could either be amended or substituted if we had more information at a future meeting that would modify it to include consideration for the other municipalities, as well as modify it to ensure that we are exploring information, gathering information for a report back to committee and or to the municipalities, including the city of Milwaukee, rather than coming up with a negotiated agreement, I'll be voting no against it today. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm uncomfortable with the term negotiating, but I think Supervisor Stamper sealed the deal for me, and that was, our hands are tied behind our backs because we can't get the information that we really need and want, okay? And I honestly think that there's some merit to this resolution, and so if I can't get some other information, then I guess I have to let the process play out. But knowing that before it's a done deal, Supervisor Borkowski and the rest of us get a chance to say yes or no. And I guess that's why I'm going to support this now, because the issue does have some merits, and I want to see it, and I want to see the numbers. And if it still works after that, then I'm good to go. Otherwise, I will not be able to support it.
Ms. Coates.
Chairman, I just want to add one thing. We can absolutely get a lot more information before we start negotiating. I think negotiating means we're already interested. We know that it's going to be a cost-neutral service to the county. We don't know that at this point, so it's to start negotiating on something that may end up costing the county a lot of money, I think, is dangerous.
All right. You don't need to respond. All right, Madam Clerk, call the roll on the amendment, on item number one as amended.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Mr. Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to approve this item as amended is approved.
All right. We have... Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to item number two.